The State of the Union.
The State of our Union.
State of the Union.
My fellow Americans, the State of our Union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
We continue now with our on-the-ground look at the state of something other than the Union. President Obama will talk about tonight in his State of the Union speech. What is the state of your neighborhood? We're going to go local now with Austin Jenkins, State House reporter for the Northwest News Network and KUOW in Seattle, Craig Folly of the Craig Folly Show, host at WDET in Detroit, and Peter O'Dowd, news director for Fronteras and KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. So, Craig, Peter, and Austin, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
Thank you.
Good to be here, John.
Let's start out west, Austin. What's the big story in the state of Washington in the Northwest?
Well, John, I think it's something that's probably not going to be mentioned in the State of the Union address, and that is that we, along with Colorado, are implementing, in the throes of implementing, legalized recreational marijuana by a voter mandate, if you will. And this is something that's taking a lot of time and a lot of energy on the part of state regulators, our governor, our new governor, and is sort of a whole new frontier.
And in a sense, you're kind of at war with the federal government on this because they don't like these state mandates at all.
Well, it seems to be sort of maybe a Cold War or a, you know, don't ask, don't tell kind of situation. I mean, really what the state regulators and the governor are wondering is, are the feds going to let this happen and basically watch from afar and let us legalize recreational marijuana for adults and kind of take a hands-off approach, or are they going to at some point step in, either legally, try to sue to stop this? Are they going to step in from a law enforcement perspective? And so far, the answer has been sort of no answer. The governor came back from a meeting with the Department of Justice recently and said, we're going to continue writing the rules to implement this law, but he had not gotten a clear signal yet from the Obama administration.
So not likely to hear any references to recreational freedom fighters smoking marijuana out in Washington State or in Colorado. From Olympia, Washington, that's Austin Jenkins, State House reporter for KUOW and the Northwest News Network. Craig Folly, host of the Craig Folly Show in Detroit, Michigan at WDET. What's the big story, the sort of State of the Union issue on the streets there in Detroit?
Well, it's interesting, John, because I think, you know, there's a lot of discussion, obviously, about gun violence, especially in the news with Hadiya Pendleton and her family being at the State of the Union. I think there is a desire for a forceful reaffirmation of the nation's commitment to combating gun violence. But beyond that, a recognition that it's about more than just criminal background checks and of course, restrictions on certain types of weaponry, that it's an economic development question that's really going to get to the core of this. So the absence of a real urban policy, I think, is something that people have been talking about here.
Craig, remind us of the Pendleton story.
Well, of course, this is the young girl in Chicago who was killed in a shooting just a couple of weeks ago. She's sort of become a symbol for the random acts of violence that can happen in some of these urban environments. She was not a target. She just happened to be a bystander. And, of course, this happened just a few days after she had performed at the inaugural parade. And so this has become a lightning rod for a bigger discussion on what is happening in big cities across the country when it comes to gun violence and easy access to weapons.
All right, that's Craig Folly, host of the Craig Folly Show in Detroit, Michigan. Peter O'Dowd, reporter for Fronteras in Phoenix, Arizona at KJZZ. Peter, what's on tap for you? I mean, I guess I could phrase this. What are you folks not going to hear in the State of the Union address tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think about which issue is most important to people. And I think it's split right down the middle between the housing market, which, is actually recovering in a way that we haven't seen in 5-6 years, which is a huge deal for us. We've got the perennial question of immigration. And then, you know, the other day we went out on the street and we're talking to people about what they were interested in for the State of the Union, what they wanted the president to address. And not surprisingly, guns also on the agenda for people. A lot of people consistently brought up the issue of guns. But I think in Arizona, the debate about guns is quite a bit different than in other parts of the country.
Different in what sense?
Well, you know, in Arizona, we are a Western state. We are still a very conservative state. We had the 2010 shootings with Gabby Giffords, and I think as a state, we kind of had to think about, you know, where we were on the issue of guns. Gabby Giffords has come out and talked forcefully as a gun owner about restriction. But if you just talk to people on the street, if you talk to policymakers, there's still a big feeling that they do not want any legislation from federal or the state that's going to put any restrictions on gun ownership.
All right, to all of you before we go, put on your sort of emoticon journalist sort of hat at this moment. If the president says, and he's likely to do it, every president does, the State of the Union is strong in the State of the Union speech tonight. What's the emoticon that would be tweeted out of the state of Washington or the state of Michigan or Detroit or out of the state of Arizona based on the reaction on the ground, the sense of whether the union is strong in your neck of the woods or not? Austin?
You know, we are have the biggest Army base west of the Rocky Mountains, Joint Base Lewis-McChord. We've had more than 10 years now of deployments. Finally, most of the soldiers are returning home, and there's a switch to kind of look towards the Pacific for this Army base. But I think that there is a tremendous amount of human toll and sacrifice that families across our state are feeling because so many of them have been touched by, impacted by more than a decade of the global war on terror. And I think that the fallout is something we're going to see in this state and probably across the country for years, decades to come.
So the State of the Union is strong. The folks there in Washington State will respond with a kind of wearied look. What's the emoticon for you, Craig?
I think it would be that half smile, half frown emoticon that you could use because we are clearly light years beyond where we were in this town 4 years ago. But it still hasn't found its way down to some of the lower rungs of society and the economic ladder. I mean, we still need to make some improvements there.
I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I was going to ask for that straight line, you know, the face that's just a straight line. You know, we've had a terrible, terrible time, our economy especially, as I said, over the last 5 years. If we look at our housing market, home sales have shot up 34%. Sales price, rather, went up 34% over the last year. That's a huge deal for us, but we're not quite there.
Flatline from Peter O'Dowd, slight smile from Craig Folly, and a wearied look from Austin Jenkins. Austin Jenkins is from the Northwest News Service. Craig Folly, host of the Craig Folly Show at WDET in Detroit. Peter O'Dowd, news director at KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.